This is The Daily Creative. September 11th, negative feedback. Negative feedback can make us bitter or better. Robin Sharma. I read a really bad review of my podcast today. Now, I normally don't pay attention to reviews, but I was doing some work that required me to be in the podcast app, and it was right there in front of me. And since I'd already done the unusual and read a review, I thought I would do a little experiment by copying the reviewer's username and pasting it along with the word review in the search bar of my web browser. You know what I found? You guessed it. A bunch of negative reviews, all one star, all disparaging various podcasts. Not one was positive, not even one. Listen, you will receive negative feedback for your work. And it's important to understand and receive that feedback with grace and perspective. In this case, perspective means understanding that some people don't build anything. They just spend their time tearing down the world around them. Maybe it's out of personal creative frustration. Maybe it's a vendetta against those who are actually producing work. Or maybe it's just a misplaced sense of what an opinion really means or if it even actually matters. When you receive negative feedback, pause and ask, is the intent here to help me get better or to tear me down? If it's the former, learn from it, apply it, and move on with life. If it's the latter, sweep it into the dustbin and, again, move on with life. When you receive negative feedback, ask, is the intent here to help me get better or to tear me down? Here's today's question. Is there negative feedback you've received that's bothering you more than it should?